USA News. I'm John Schaefer. President Biden is having his first cabinet meeting since he announced he's running for re-election. Right before the meeting, he told reporters that they'll be talking about putting the laws they've passed into action and keeping the focus on investing in America.
Investing in America is more than just a slogan. We're investing in the American people, in our infrastructure, our manufacturing. We're investing in jobs in almost every community across the country.
They'll also be diving into topics like border security, the climate crisis, and Russia's conflict with Ukraine. A man who wants to be president, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, has filed paperwork for his presidential run. He's set to launch his campaign tonight in New Hampshire. The Republican field already crowded with contenders like former President Trump, Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, and former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is likely to visit Beijing as a sign of thawing relations between the U.S. and China. Productive discussions took place between senior American diplomats and their Chinese counterparts, according to the State Department. A dam explosion in Russian-controlled southern Ukraine is causing blame between both sides. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Russia is to blame.
We've seen the reports that Russia was responsible for the explosion at the dam, which I would remind, Russian forces took over illegally last year and have been occupying since then.
The blast breached the Soviet-era structure, leading to regional flooding and thousands of evacuations. The world of professional golf is undergoing a transformative change as the PGA Tour and LIV Golf have decided to merge with the goal of globalizing the sport. In addition to ending all pending litigation, the former rivals will establish a new company. Wall Street closing slightly higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 10 points. The S&P 500 also added 10 points. The Nasdaq gained 46. This is USA News.
Wendy's is open till midnight or later, so you can give in to the craving and go night mode. Now all of your favorite menu items just got their bedtime extended. You can get what you want even later, like the Baconator with six strips of bacon or the Perfect Fries and Frosty Duo. If you're up later, then so are we. So go ahead and pull through the drive-thru. When the craving hits, go night mode at Wendy's. Open till midnight or later. All right, see ya later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying when they really can't speak. She says her gums have been bleeding. Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Gum Detoxify and Restore. Yep, New Crest Gum Detoxify and Restore is professionally designed to start healing gums from day one. Right. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
Crest Gum Detoxify and Restore. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Two of America's largest conservative groups are reportedly researching ways to harm former President Trump's 2024 Iowa campaign.
The Club for Growth's campaign arm and the Koch brothers-funded group Americans for Prosperity have spent more than $140,000 in Iowa between the two. According to the Des Moines Register, each of the close former Trump allies have fallen out with the ex-president, specifically since he denied the results of the 2020 election. The groups are also researching anti-Biden messaging in Iowa. I'm Cooper Banks.
A congressional push is underway to preserve AM radio in modern vehicles. Today, a House subcommittee conducted a hearing on a bipartisan bill that would mandate car manufacturers to keep AM radio functionality as certain companies have begun phasing it out. Questions persist regarding the deaths of 12 horses at Churchill Downs since April. The Kentucky Horse Racing Commission recently conducted necropsies on three of the horses, with results released yesterday. No suspicious pre-race incidents or illicit substances were discovered as potential causes of death. Actor Pete Davidson may regret his purchase of a Staten Island ferry boat during the premiere of Transformers Rise of the Beasts. Davidson confessed to Entertainment Tonight that he's clueless about the current status of the ferry he bought with fellow SNL star Colin Jost last year. He admitted that they were very stoned when they invested $280,000 in acquiring the decommissioned vessel. It was initially intended as an event space. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
USA News, on demand. On your phone, on your computer, on your terms.
Dr. J. Nadine Garcia. She says fallout from COVID has made it tougher for many to manage their weight.
Get trusted news and information from USA News.
What they are calling one of the largest drug busts in American history has happened at a port in Philadelphia.
From USAPodcasting.com. Subscribe today. USAPodcasting.com or wherever you get your podcasts.